Gorilla Dance. Gorilla Disco. For Gorilla from San Francisco. We'll be right back.
Hey, kids. It's Krusty the Clown. You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM. All right, where's my money? What? Chintzy college stations.
Er hatte Flair, er war ein Virtuose, war ein Rockidol und alles rief, wer kann man Rock Me Amadeus mit? Es war um 1780 und es war irgendwie No Plastic Money anymore, die Banken gegen ihn. Woher die Schulden kamen, war wohl jedermann bekannt. Er war ein Mann der Frauen, Frauen liebten seinen Punk. Er war ein Superstar, er war so populär, er war zu exaltiert, genau das war sein Flair. Er war ein Virtuose, war ein Rocky-Doll und alle sucht noch auf den Captain Rock Me Up, man ist da.
share seems to go nowhere, and I've lost my light. For I toss and turn, I can't sleep at night. Once I ran to you, now I run from you. This tainted love you've given, I give you all a boy could give you. Take my tears, and that's not nearly all. Tainted love, tainted love. man's about 5'4", from the head to the ground. She comes around to me right about midnight. Oh, she makes me feel so good. I wanna say she makes me feel alright when nothing else does. And it isn't she. Very much.
She can stop the winter with her eyes. The rain wants to wait in the sky.
Hello, I'm Dr. Ruth Westheimer. And if you listen to WRCT Pittsburgh, you know that in most cases, size does not matter.
Do you worry about how much someone drinks?
Do you feel angry or depressed most of the time? Do you feel neglected or unloved?
Do you feel that if the drinker loved you, she or he would stop drinking?
If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
Not everyone trapped by alcohol is an alcoholic.
Families and friends are suffering too.
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Call 1-866-200-0223 or visit alanon.org/help.
WRCT Pittsburgh. It's more fun when it doesn't make any sense.
Thank you. Thank you. WRCT Pittsburgh. No one is as excited about flaming cheese as we are.
Welcome, everybody. Hope you had a good weekend. A pretty good weekend for the failed former president, Donald Trump, winning a number of additional primaries. But Nikki Haley finally did get one. Not the most exciting victory. It came in Washington, D.C., but it is at least a victory. And we'll also get an update on the way the delegates are looking. So first and foremost, the big headline, BBC and others reporting, Trump's closing in on this Republican nomination. There doesn't really seem to be anything that's going to get in the way. The BBC refers to it as a string of victories. Missouri, Michigan, and Idaho caucuses, making it a clean sweep of the states. Trump says he is, quote, on a rocket to the Republican nomination. And at least theoretically, Trump could secure it this week or next week with the forthcoming Super Tuesday primaries, which we will talk about in a moment. But it was not all Trump over the weekend. Nikki Haley did get a win. And the win is in Washington, D.C., in that Republican primary. Nikki Haley taking that one. That was one of Trump's weakest back in 2016. And that is at least something for her, something for her. She says she will stay in the race at least until Super Tuesday, which is tomorrow. And Donald Trump reacting to this very strongly, which we will get to in a moment. We get an update on the delegate count. Remember that delegates are there are 2,400 delegates available. You have to get half plus one, which is 1,215 total delegates. Trump has 244 and Nikki Haley 43. Now, again, if you just zoom out and you say, hey, someone's got 244 and someone's got 43, that's at least nominally a contest. And you're not wrong. The problem continues to be for Nikki Haley that other than the Washington, D.C. win that she got, which is statistically almost meaningless in the grand scheme of things, she is not on track to win a single additional state on Super Tuesday. And so that is going to be a challenge for her. But again, this is not really a race for Nikki Haley to win on the numbers. It's a race for Nikki Haley to stay in long enough to say, hey, you know what? I'm deserving of the nomination. If something happens to Trump, whether MAGA will want Nikki Haley if something happens to Trump, doesn't seem clear at all that the answer is yes. And then tomorrow, Super Tuesday, I will be live. We will be getting results from, well, in theory, we'll be getting results. There are elections tomorrow in Alabama, Alaska, Arkansas, California, Colorado, Maine, Massachusetts, Minnesota, North Carolina, Oklahoma, Tennessee, Texas, Utah, Vermont, and Virginia. That's all tomorrow. And then primaries will continue in the next number of days. So Trump gets multiple additional wins. Nikki gets D.C. No mathematical path to the nomination. And we will see if after tomorrow, Super Tuesday, depending on the results, does Haley end up mathematically eliminated? More on that 48 hours from now. Donald Trump furious that Nikki Haley defeated him in Washington, D.C. It is not statistically hugely important. It is not going to change the trajectory of Trump in general towards the nomination, which is if he's alive and out of prison, he's going to be the nominee. But Trump furious that Nikki Haley is even still in this race, even still in this race. He thinks she should have been out long ago, showing loyalty and deference and kissing the ring and the entire thing. He immediately took to Truth Social after these results and said the following, quote, I purposely stayed away from the D.C. vote because it is the swamp with very few delegates and no upside. Bird brain, meaning Nikki Haley, bird brain spent all of her time, money and effort there. Over the weekend, we won Missouri, Idaho and Michigan. Big numbers, complete destruction of a very weak opponent. The really big numbers will come on Super Tuesday, also way up on Crooked Joe, and then taking another.